Millions of people. There are 310 million people that we know of. I know there's illegals. I know. 310 million people that we know of in this land of the free, mobile home of the brave. 310 million. Those 310 million people, if they're not libs, so let's throw out 15% of them. So we're less 45 million productive citizens. So we have dead weight of 45 million losers out there that are libs, communists, Marxists, socialists, what have you. Just exist to sit around in their parents' basement in their underwear, blogging away on their Dell laptop, fixing and saving the world with their grandiose master plans and schemes of centralization and what have you here. So 45 million bodies of dead weight. The rest of us out here are doing a pretty damn good job of running the world's biggest economy by ourselves without any help from Obama, without any help from Jimmy Carter, without any help from George Bush or Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton or any of them. You go to the gas station every day, you pump gas, nobody told you to do it, your gas needle told you to do it. And your gas needle told you to do it because, by God, there's a job to do across town and you want to go do it so you can make enough money to go bowling tonight. And you're going to take that money, not because somebody told you to, you're going to take that money and you're going to go bowling. Because you want to go bowling. It's a great activity, you meet your friends, you drink beer, you knock a few pins down, great leisure activity. This happens billions of times an hour. It can't be supervised. It cannot be regulated. It cannot be controlled. It cannot be directed. The best that you can do is hope that you have a society built around a good, solid moral code under which people don't do harm to one another because they think it is morally reprehensible. And the rest of it, in a free market system, pretty much takes care of itself. There are winners and there are losers every single day. And you should not want it any other way. People make bad products, they fail. Those resources are liquidated and then applied to someone else who may make a good product. You'll know if you make a good product because you'll sell more of it. And people will keep buying it until you've oversaturated your market. And then resources will be directed somewhere else. You cannot possibly control this. My point to you is, and I'm just going to keep asking this every single day for the rest of my life, of my audience, which grows by leaps and bounds every second. I'm going to keep asking this same question. And I hope you'll ask it of your friends. Why in God's holy name would you want, would you desire to have your life marshaled and ordered about by someone sitting in an alabaster building with a couple of statues and some pillars out in front of it, 2,000 miles away in Washington, D.C. Why? Are you incapable? Oh, no, you're not incapable. If you're a lib out there listening to this show, I know what your answer is. Oh, no, listen to me, Mitch Church. I'm totally capable. You see, I'm totally incapable. What I'm worried about is, the totally incapable, rednecks out there. You know, the people that live, in Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana, and Mississippi out there, those people. They need the help of the government because they're stupid and they don't know how to spend their money like we do. I'm not worried about me. Think about it. Why would you transfer that power? Why wouldn't you want it yourself? And it is a pretty awesome power. And it's a great responsibility to live free. As Thomas Jefferson said, liberty requires eternal vigilance. Are you up to the task?